Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, before we start today's show, you should know that it is Bing Week here on the Real Ass Podcast, with our shows being presented by Petey's Bing Beverages out of Colorado. Otto. It's the ultimate in pick-me-up, power-you-up drinks. They're all made with B vitamins and real juices for an energy blend that will get you going. Petey's Bing is made with all natural flavors and colors. It was created in Denver, and after becoming a massive success at local farmers markets, it's been made available nationwide. You can find it in stores or buy it online at bingbeverage.com. There's 120 milligrams of caffeine. It's packed with ginseng, 100% daily value of vitamin C, and 5 B vitamins. It's great before workouts, staying up for a drive, or helping you focus before you do an incredible podcast. Also, Petey's Bing is way healthier than most other coffee or energy drinks. It contains real fruit juice with no high fructose corn syrup and around 30 to 40 calories in a can and only 8 to 10 carbs. It's delicious, and Bing has become my personal favorite afternoon beverage to get my day going. So go to bingbeverage.com and use the promo code RAP for 20% off. Once again, that is bingbeverage.com. Use the promo code RAP. Save 20% off your entire order. Okay, let's start the show. What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, y'all. I love this music.
You totally forgot how long the intro to this song is.
Wowza. This is a long fucking song. It's Black Culture Day here on the Real Ass Podcast. What's up, baby boy? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm hanging out with my boys. You know, we got this white nigga, Zach, here. It's okay. It's all right.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I made Zach dressed in all black today to celebrate black culture, because everyone knows I'm Afro Latino. Have you seen my dad? Yo, pull up my papa.
Who's your dad? JJ Ramirez?
Oh, his dad legit looks like Eazy-E.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer I could do this fake black accent. I'm not good at any accents. None of them.
Big Poppy, just gonna show up on the screen.
Not even.
That's a real black father. I can't find them.
Where's my dad? Who knows? We have no idea. We have an incredible show planned today. We have two black guests, which doesn't happen too often. So when we do that, I've decided that we have a lot of white fans that listen to the show. People don't just listen to the show to laugh. Obviously, it's for great laughter and joy and some sexuality. But they listen to the show to learn. A lot of people have called me the East Coast Joe Rogan. Okay? A lot of people say that. And people listen to my show to learn about things. So we're going to actually teach our white fan base. I would say 99.5% white people listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to teach them about black culture today.
Mm.
It's a real-ass black cast.
Real-ass black cast. Okay. All right.
Dave Temple's here. What's up, baby boy?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good Napoleon Emile's here. Baby boy, what's up?
What's going on?
Shut up. Late as shit, doggy. Really leaning in. Really leaning in.
I try.
First lesson.
It's a live podcast. I praised this motherfucker so much on my Twitch this morning. You should have heard me. You would have thought Napoleon was fucking me. It was the this
why
guy,
he's got a podcast here.
This guy's great. He's so funny. Last time he was on the show, was great. Nobody will show up late. Disrespects me. He would show up late for Bobby Kelly's podcast. I promise you that much. All right. Napoleon, thanks for coming back, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back. Do you respect Robert Kelly more than me?
Of course not.
Thank you.
I've never been on this podcast.
That's all I need is to get more respect than Robert Kelly, and then I've made it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How far are you? Are you there or what?
Yeah, I think I'm more respected than Robert Kelly. I'm going to do this podcast after this.
Who else has said that they respected you more than
573 Gasline, do you respect me more than Robert Kelly? If so, tell me why. If not, tell me why. Either way, if you convince me, Real Ass Podcast sticker coming at you like Cleopatra. Boom.
Well, if we're talking around about Robert Kelly, the singer, then it's a no for me, dog.
Come on, baby
boy. It's a
boy.
No for me, dog.
You think I can't fucking hurt women?
Hurt women?
Do you know what I do? First of all, I agree. I don't think that R. Kelly did even anything that bad. He manipulated women. Okay, welcome to being an adult.
A man, right?
Welcome to being an adult. By the way, yesterday, National Men's Day, I should say. Yeah. Nobody said anything.
Nobody made it up. Parade.
We should have fucking celebrated yesterday.
Yeah. We just went to work. That's
where
how we celebrated.
Our dick hats?
Where's our dick hats?
Do you think on National Men's Day we dress like it's a bachelorette party?
Well, I'm just saying.
We're just fucking drinking their dick straws, wearing dick hats.
Just disrupting comedy shows and groups.
How do you celebrate audiences? Being a man. What's going on with Dave Temple?
Well, I don't know anything about being a man. Fuck that.
Yeah, I do.
Well, Arrested Development.
Look, we got a lot of show today, an incredible show planned today. We're going to learn about black culture. I asked on Twitter, I said, and you guys, if you're listening live, go answer this tweet right now because we're going to answer the best questions. I said, white people, if you guys are out there and you want to learn about black culture, now's the time. Ask me the question. Respond to this tweet. So if you want to get your black questions in, now's the time. And listen to me. I have a feeling my fans are going to be very responsible and respectful, and they're going to want to truly learn about African-American culture.
I never know where the line lies with you with sarcasm or not.
You know what I mean? It's fucking
the
like
glasses,
80 feet behind
the
me.
The glasses are making it harder to tell now.
I know. This is what I do because I get to stare at Shannon's titties the whole time.
Yeah.
That's true.
She doesn't realize. Hmm. Right?
Oh, you're showing today.
Now show them titties.
You what they are showing?
Yeah.
Let me say.
Well, we can't tell by the fucking shot.
Yeah, go. First of all, pull the shot down, Shannon.
I'm too short. I'm still too short. Hold on.
Shannon, you should have that camera just pointed directly at your fucking tits.
A little tiny bit.
Let me say, go down a little bit.
I have to go up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? What the fuck is shit. What?
Can we see it if I
Shannon, fucking go back. Come on.
Now show them titties.
The song's too short.
Okay.
Nate's coming in with my tip jar.
Her tip jar. Guys, put some money in the tip jar. I don't have any cash. What am I going to do?
Oh, boy. You can Venmo me.
Shannon, you know what I'm going to do?
Venmo you?
And I don't have to do Venmo anymore. I only do fucking Apple Pay.
Are you serious?
I text money, bitch.
Hold on. Say it again.
I text money, bitch.
You text money. Oh, you could do the Apple Pay thing like that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking send a text message with money. Did you put money in the tip jar?
Going one for each titty.
Wow.
One
for each titty.
Zach.
Wow, Shannon.
Black guy stole that. No,
wow.
I was going to say, we splitting that?
I could use that.
Napoleon and Temple didn't even think about putting a dollar in the
I don't have cash. I text far. Money, bitch, too. I mean, come on.
Will you text Shannon some money?
I will text Shannon. Shannon, what's your cash at?
Venmo, Shannon Lee Ding.
Shannon Lee Ding?
Yeah.
Shannon Lee Ding. Oh,
she used to be married to a Chinese guy.
My phone's out there. I got every excuse in the world. My phone is on a bench charge.
Shannon, do me a favor. Cash app yourself an appropriate amount.
Yeah.
I'll take my phone and just give yourself an appropriate amount.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Deal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are we funding with this? Just what do you do with the money, Shannon?
I just like pay my bills or buy lunch.
All right.
Just everyday necessities.
Yeah, people say that I don't look out for Shannon. I'm just regularly necessities. I like that. I'm regularly looking out for Shannon and looking for ways to increase her revenue streams.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Shannon, how many different revenue streams do you have now because of me?
So many.
Exactly.
And then when I get tipped well, it encourages me to show my boobs more often.
Exactly. See, this is literally how strip clubs started. It was this dynamic right here.
Tipping for titties.
There was some fucking dude, and he had some fucking twit of an employee. And she had some big old fat titties, and he was like, hey, so show me those titties, I'll give you a little more money. And day after day, and then one day, a fucking little fucking light bulb went off over her head, and she was like, I'm going to start me a club that does this.
Yeah.
Shannon, why don't you start a strip club?
No, thank you.
I will go to a strip club called Shannon's.
I don't really love strippers.
You don't have to love them. You're supposed to manipulate them.
You're a strip club owner. Do you think they love strippers?
What the fuck is the matter?
No, you beat those bitches and you do coke off their fat
butts. Yeah, you're wearing a cowboy hat, putting X's on the calendar when they're late.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be around. I think a strip club should be ran by a dude.
Because
they'll like really crack the whip. I feel like I'll still be too nice.
No, I'd love to see Shannon. That should be a fucking... Deep down inside, I think Shannon acts like she's really nice, but she's got a fucking cold hardness to her. that she doesn't let people in on?
I do. For the almost 4 years that I've worked here, I've calloused quite a bit.
See?
Yeah.
And you're welcome. That's another revenue stream right there, the callous.
Oh, Shanna's just smoking a cigar. She puts her one leg up on the desk. You want to keep this job?
I like it.
And it's like just it. Like flies coming out. Flies in those green stinky lines.
Look, we have a ton to talk about on today's show. We have some new drops for our guests. Thank you very much, Nate. So we're going to have some fun surprise drops. And yeah, fuckers, let's get the plugs out of the way really quick, and then we can just get into the fucking show, baby boys. You know? Let's get into that show.
All right.
Just gotta lean into the show. Go on this ride. Come on this journey.
I'm excited. I'm impatient.
Napoleon Emile.
Napoleon Emile.
My brother, what do you got to plug?
I got a new website, napoleon-emile.com. So check that out. I'll have tour dates or just show dates in general up there.
Like
check
that's
the
a
calendar.
Hard name to spell. You should have just
Napoleon-Emile.
He's right. You lost me after P.
Listen, yeah. You can just replay this and then listen.
He lost you after nap because you wanted to take one.
Yeah, the energy was all.
That's
low.
Also my gamer tag. Nap time 420.
What so. Do you play?
Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's waiting for the train.
Doggy, I fucking bought an Xbox controller. Now I just found out that with the iPhone, you could just your Xbox will connect to your iPhone. I just found this out, so I didn't even need to buy this controller. But my iPhone fits into the slot. I put this on my Instagram. You can pull it up. It fits into the slot on the controller, and I have
which
my,
iPhone?
I have an iPhone 7, but I'm officially upgrading my iPhone today. In fact, pull up the different options of iPhones. I want to know why I should go with a Pro or Pro Max or one of these other shits. This shit right here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I was playing Fortnite Mobile, which is fucking great because people on mobile are playing with their dumb fucking phones. And it just is not reactive. When you have a controller, you're just destroying everybody. So I have a lot of fun. I play Fortnite. I'll play Call of Duty. Let's do it, Napoleon. What do you play on?
I just play on my phone. I just play Call of
Duty.
Oh,
that's right. You said that already.
I want to look into getting a controller like that for it. I'm already a beast on it.
Okay. You'll turn into a god.
Yeah. That should look kind of legit.
Yeah, it's a real deal.
What did you use to take the picture?
What'd you say?
What did you use to take the picture?
Another phone.
Holy shit.
Wait, multiple phones?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Go ahead.
DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. It's just about to be back up and running, thanks to your boy Matt down in Australia. Don't go yet. Don't go. Are you trying to go to it now?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Oh, man, is that why you shit on my website? Because yours is
shit on it.
Off.
I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms. YouTube is where I really need you guys to go right now. I need to get to 1,000.
Looks like this domain isn't connected to a website yet. How did you plug the website being up, but it's not?
No, I told you it's about to be ready. I'm about to connect it this week.
Plugging a website that's
we can't spell your website. We can't find yours, bro.
DaveTempleComedy.com. DaveTempleComedy.com.
DaveTempleComedy.com. Somebody else grab this domain before he does.
But no, right now the push is the YouTube. Go to the YouTube. I need to get to 1,000 subscribers so I can monetize this page. I pay you guys to promote. You'll share my video, share everything at Temple University. Look at it this way. Unpopular opinions. All right, we're building an empire over there. It starts with you guys. So come on over to DaveTempleComedy.com. I'm Dave Temple on YouTube. Let's do it.
You know, there is a Temple University.
That's right.
That exists.
And it's mine. My school of thought, baby.
Could be a little bit confusing.
We're going to be bigger.
Also in Philly,
we're
going to right?
be bigger.
Also from Philly, right?
You guys check out my brand new website, nyu.edu. And it's pretty incredible. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a horror movie. And Capital Wrestling is now on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. It's real fun. Tune in.
Hell yeah, doggy. A lot of stuff coming up. First of all, go check out the special. Lucia Gomez presents luciagomez.com. You can buy the special there. Check out my tour dates there. December 22nd, this Friday night, I'll be at White Plains Comedy Club. Zach, what are you doing Friday night? You want to come?
I don't think I can.
Fucking gay bitch. Shakespeare's Pub, Lower Level, Metzger, Kalamazoo, Michigan on December 5th. December 6th and 7th, I'll be in Detroit. December 13th, 14th, I will be at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. New Year's Eve, Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. Live stand-up show at 10:30, live podcast at 8 p.m. Then I'm off to San Diego with Kurt Metzger again, American Comedy Company, the 2nd through the 4th, Punchline Philly, the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January, Laugh Boston, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, January 28th, 29th, and 30th. We're doing the run at the Funny Bones, Hartford, Albany, and Syracuse.
So you're about to be gone for a while.
All over the place. Oh, and Comedy Beer Works in Buffalo on January 31st as well. A lot of stuff coming up and lots more dates coming up all over the country. Myself, Kurt Metzger, burying the hatchet, as they say.
Yeah.
The beef no longer affects us. In fact, pull up the promo for that show I put on my Instagram. It's so funny. Metzger, I don't know who did it, if it was Metzger or his manager, but it's just such a hilarious video. All right, you can cut the music too for a second. Or actually, no, I'm still doing plugs technically. Cut the fucking music. Fuck you. How about that? Don't fucking cross me, both of you in the booth. I see what you guys do. Conspiring regularly against me. Regularly.
Okay, hold on. You understand that every time.
Happen. What I'll do.
It's just a bunch of people throwing stuff at me, throwing a cup at Metzger. So yeah, we put whatever, dude. We put our fucking beef aside. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Once in a while, you know, men get heated, and if you live your life on podcasts the way that I do, you know, sometimes
you behave like a real housewife.
You're gonna get caught being a psycho once in a blue. That's the problem. See, here's the thing. Everyone's like, "Oh, Lewis is a psycho. Lewis is a fucking piece of shit. Lewis is an animal." But they don't think about the 98% of the time that
well,
I'm
not
being
throwing
violent.
Cups.
Yeah. Most of the time, I'm not being violent.
What are you doing the other?
You suck a dick a one time to call you a faggot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Even though that's
all I said is, you suck a.
How's your hand doing?
It was Italian. Like, you suck a dick a one a time. My hand's fucked.
One time with the dick in the mouth.
One time with the dick in the mouth.
Is your hand still hair from the slap fight?
Yeah. Jeremiah's ducking me now, too.
We already beat you twice. What does he have to prove?
Nigga. I beat Jeremiah that first fight. And to be honest with you, that second fight, it was fucking debatable. Debatable.
Because you're counting body shots in a slap fight.
Yeah, I'm counting body shots in a slap fight, Zach. You count body shots. We never said we weren't counting body shots.
Yeah, but I would count those two giant slaps he got.
Yeah, two slaps. And I hit him in the face a bunch, too. He just caught me two times.
Didn't make a giant noise.
You are a fuck. I hope you die.
Well, I'm on my way.
Did Good. You do the other typical Puerto Rican thing where you kind of like smash the bottle and then still get beat up afterwards?
No, I hit my hand on his elbow somehow and I sprained my thumb. And it
like,
does
what's
hurt.
The Puerto Rican, did he hop a turnstile after the fight?
I've hopped turnstiles so recently, it's crazy.
Yeah, I just did one.
I don't even hop turnstiles.
Well, you don't. You know, you do the trick where you pull it out a little, yeah. Get your leg in and move.
There's a fucking that that's a little solid scam that Jew. You pull it back and then it gives you a little room for your fat thighs to wiggle in. And then you let it pop forward. You just walk through. You can't, unless somebody's really watching you, they don't even notice. That's why I say, why pay for Metro cards, guys? You don't need to. And if you really consider the fact that, let's say you don't pay for your Metro card, okay, and you just hop the turnstile with that method, let's say you get caught once every 4 months and you get an $80 ticket or whatever it is.
That's how much it is.
Doggy, it's nothing. When you consider how much you're spending on Metro cards, I spend $33 per week.
Yeah, that's true. So, and then people will also swipe you in, too, if you just sit there like, let me get a swipe.
Well,
people
that's always just the saddest thing I've ever heard. You can't ask people for swipes. You have to make sure nobody sees you. Because how embarrassing would that be if I got caught hopping a turnstile by... I got caught by Nate the other day being crazy with a cab.
Who are you doing?
Nate!
It was crazy.
Can you tell me your perspective?
Yeah,
what you
my
saw?
Perspective is this. I was walking out of the gym on Avenue A. I heard someone screaming at a cab driver across the road and saw them get in the front seat and start screaming in the guy's face. And I thought to myself, it sounded a bit like Lewis. Wouldn't it be funny if it was Lewis? There's no way that's Lewis, though. And I stood there for a while thinking, should I go up and look at this person? What if it's like a crazy person that I don't know? And then I walked up and whoever was in the passenger seat caught my eyes and was just staring at me, but I couldn't make out their face through the glare. So I kept walking closer to be like, I hope it's Lewis now, not just some really angry guy looking at me. And as I got close enough to see it was Lewis's face, I just looked at his eyes and he was like, please don't talk to me right now. And I just started laughing.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I can't wait.
I literally went like this. I went.
Yeah, yeah, he just went like that. And I went, okay, you're busy. And walked up.
I can't wait until you're big enough to show up on TMZ doing that shit.
I hope so.
He wasn't wrong on that one. I know that his side of the story.
Yeah.
Lewis completely justified.
Yeah. Thank you. I went to go get, well, I got in the back of the cab, and then I wanted him to just drive me to the subway. I was literally asking him to drive me like three blocks.
Yeah.
I guess he wanted to go to Brooklyn, because I guess there's a left going to the bridge, and he said, no, I'm not going to take you. And I was like, well, no, you're going to take me. And then we sort of like arguing back and forth, and then I got out of the cab, and then he started talking shit from the cab again. It's this fucking Chinese dude with no teeth. And then I was like, this is nuts. And then
he started talking shit?
Again, yeah. And then I got crazy. And then I opened the front door, started talking shit again. Then I sat next to him in the car.
You got in the front seat?
In the front seat, in an intimidating way. I said, no, now you're fucking driving me.
Okay. And back door still open?
No, I closed the back door. Of course, I left
it. You closed the back door? I thought that was your move to leave it open.
No, initially I left it.
Okay,
that's the move.
But I got back in, and at that point, I was fucking arguing with the guy. I was like, "You're fucking taking me," and he wouldn't. So we're literally sitting in the middle of traffic, and there's just cars piling up behind us, beeping, beep, 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 and I'm like, "No, you're fucking taking me." He's like, "I would not take you. I would not. If you asked nice, maybe I would take you."
Yeah.
He was right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The saddest part of all is like, if I didn't go from 0 to 100 so quickly, because I just saw red, I was like, you're gonna tell me no?
Yeah,
are you fucking out of your mind. And then, yeah,
driver was drunk.
So then
Chinese driver,
yeah.
Then yeah, he just
they wake up drunk though, don't they?
He wouldn't take me, and then eventually I had to just get out, and he won. That was it. I had to walk.
I don't know. I think you both kind of lost. Just even that time spent on it.
Yeah,
you know. That can't be good for him.
So when you got out, did you leave the door?
Narcissism. Why are you pulling up the definition of narcissism, Shannon?
Just wanted to share this.
I disagree on
one thing with you.
While I can see that definition applying in some situations, if you get in a cab and they say they're not going, that's bullshit. You're in the cab already.
Fuck you, dude.
So what was the narcissism? Holding up the traffic?
She doesn't even fucking know what narcissism is.
I also wanted to share this on yesterday's show or Monday's show as well.
Another Lewis story.
With another one of your stories. It's just the entitlement and not understanding another person's perspective, I believe.
Shannon, could I ask for more fucking
Here's the one thing why I do.
I love Pokemon. I beat off to every episode, nigga.
What the fuck?
Did I ask for more gripes with me? Was that a new fucking... This is going to be not my new thing. I'm going to start giving out gripes on all of you guys publicly.
You do on every episode.
Not real gripe, Shannon. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Gross tits. You think that's a real problem I have?
That's not.
Did you ever fix your tits? You think that's a real thing that keeps me up at night that I think about?
Maybe.
A little bit.
If they were softer, I could sleep on them.
It's like they will be soon.
Sleeping on a cinder block. What does it say? Dealing with people that are what, Shannon? What was it clicked on to? Go back. Do you think I didn't fucking see that? What did that say? Dealing with people that are what? Dealing with people. Who won't take no?
As a
who can't handle it. Can't handle that
say?
Can't
no. People who can't take no is a complete answer. I have never raped you. Not once.
Rape!
It takes 7 no's to get a yes, though. Did you know that?
That is true.
Yeah, if you ask somebody the same question, they can say no 7 times. You ask them that 8 times, they will say yes.
And every no gets you closer to a yes.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right.
So what does your little article say about that, Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon. So every no gets you closer to a yes. That's an old sales mantra.
I usually bail by the 5th no.
Huh?
I usually bail by the 5th no.
Oh, no, you got to keep going.
I usually need bail by the 5th no.
Because you're not patient. So that's the thing. How many times did you ask this Chinese man to take you?
Soundboard's a little loud.
How many times did you ask the Chinese guy?
How many times did the Chinese guy say no?
I mean, probably 100 times. At one point, he screamed at me. I was screaming at him. He looked like he was going to cry. We were both really going through a journey.
Yeah.
For not actually going anywhere, it was quite the journey.
When the Uber pulls up and you see that picture and it's like fucking XINLIU and you're like,
Zhang Fu Yang,
yeah. Oh, God damn, this is going to be an adventure. Every time.
Yeah.
Did you see the new email that Uber sent out where it's like, if your trip goes off the route, they will call you to make sure you're okay and that, like, this is what you want to happen? Because people won't look out the window of Ubers anymore. They just stare at their phones, and next thing they end up somewhere. The
problem with, you know, if somebody's going to rape, they're going to do it whether they're an Uber driver or not. You know, they're going to find their way. It's not an issue with Uber. It's like when they say that, like, you know, fucking... You can't put everybody in just that category. It's not like it's, I don't think you're in any more danger of driving and getting into an Uber, yellow cab, on a city bus, a subway. In fact, probably less.
Yeah, Uber sounds safer because you have that. There's a paper license. Trail.
I mean, the amount of Uber drivers and the amount of non, once again, dude, the amount of Uber drivers that aren't raping, you know, how is that not, really? That's how is that not a remarkable thing?
But that's a hard way to go to rape somebody. Uber, like, I'm going to.
We barely rape. That should be their line.
Yeah. I'm going to sign up, go through a background check, and then drive and drive and drive and deal with disgruntled customers, hoping that I get one.
Slamming your door.
One that's worthy of me throwing it all away on rape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you don't even know if what you're going to rape is, like, ready. You know what I mean?
Or
like,
worth it.
Yeah.
Right, like, until it's too late. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
This bitch is loose.
Two stars.
She's on her period. She doesn't wipe well. Like, you don't know what's going on back there. I just can't see throwing it all away because there's a hot chick in your back seat.
Yeah. I agree. And I think that it's probably, you're probably less likely to be raped in an Uber than
a Lyft.
Definitely a Lyft.
Why? Why do you think Lyft?
If you're taking if you're taking the Curb app, you got what's coming to you. I'm going to tell you right now. If you're using Curb app, what the fuck?
Well, first of all, remember Lyft's logo used to be a pink mustache. So it kind of had a sexual undertow to begin with. Like, you're riding the mustache around town. Who wants pink mustaches? I know men don't.
Zach sort of wants a pink mustache. I can see Zach mustache. Having a pink fucking curly mustache. That would look fucking great.
I wish I could
grow
a mustache.
Yeah.
Get a fan.
Oh, that's what this is? You can't grow one? This isn't a choice?
That's it. Right
I thought this was just that's an interesting it. Choice that you were making. It. Okay.
I've never seen a white man that can't grow facial hair.
Can't do it.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's, have you tried anything from Hims?
No, I haven't.
The Hims have?
Hey, they're not
I've tried plenty of Hims.
They're not a sponsor on the show. We don't just fucking give shit out, okay?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Thanksgiving is coming up.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
I'm loving these drops.
These are the best drops ever.
I've never got any context on that sermon of what she was talking about that led her to that point.
I don't even know what the fuck that was.
I'm impressed you knew that was a sermon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't see the video?
No.
It's a black woman. She's in church. That is her part of her sermon. And yeah, it just kind of went.
Probably talking about Thanksgiving.
Huh?
Probably talking about
she just had her shopping list in the middle of her speech. Got caught up. So Kool-Aid, more Kool-Aid. Don't forget the Kool-Aid.
Jesus Christ.
I asked the team to pull up some black sensitive news articles because we wanted to learn about black culture today and take the opportunity to teach our white brethren about the white, the black man. What's going on?
Saint the Nick. Black man.
Saint Nick, Santa Claus is here. It's true. Who is this guy? Is he important? He's probably important. Every time I do
it's
this,
Kish, man.
Every time
Kish?
I start trashing somebody in the fucking
yeah, it's always like the vice president of Comedy Central.
Yeah,
his
man.
Name's Richard.
Richard, what's up, doggy?
He is the vice president of something important. So
we have fucking old fans. Get the fuck out of here.
At least one.
That's fucking crazy.
Bullshit. That guy fell asleep at the gay bar across the street last night.
Wait a minute.
He lives in a doghouse.
Is that Harrington from the future? Is that future old man Harrington? Did he fall into a fucking black hole in the backyard and popped out? He's still here.
Harrington saw Pennywise last night.
After he got the almanac for sports betting, and this was still the best he could do, right?
Holy shit, dude. We need to get Richard on camera, obviously.
He's like one of the people that understands
get a
technology.
Get a picture of him to put up in post. It's fine. So people could see what he looks like for reference.
Harrington really would do the almanac thing, but then still bet on all the wrong UFC fights. I had a feeling.
Harrington would just fucking mark down the wrong date by like a year, and it would just be a worth. And he couldn't even crack that code.
Right.
God, he stinks.
Mm.
There's more and more fucking people showing up in the studio today. This is great. This is fun. I like when fucking weird people are staring at me that I've never met before.
Yeah, it's like being in a zoo, right?
Right.
Wow. Like being on stage.
Yo, do you think this will be an exhibit in a museum one day as far as like
this podcast?
The beginning of podcasting and universal mind bending and shit like that?
What?
Like a podcast museum?
Like you know, you go to a museum and they show you, like, you know, exhibits of how shit was done in the past. So, like, kids are going on a field trip and see...
Like an old radio?
They'll walk and look in a window like this and be like, this is how people used to communicate and share ideas.
Like a thousand MP3. Years from now.
Yeah, maybe not even that long. Like,
whoa.
I feel like there's so much...
You bent my mind, doggy.
There's so much video right now. I don't want to have to do that in the future. They'll just look at the tapes. They'll look at the clips.
Oh, shit. You think museums would be done?
Can we get some weed? How do we... Why can we smoke weed on my show? Why do I own this place and I don't get to make up the rules?
That's called being man of the house there, Lewis.
Is Ralph the man of the house?
No, you're the man
Shannon.
Of the house. If Ralph is making the rules, he's the lady.
Shannon, who's the man of the house here?
You're both the men of the house in different ways.
Oh, this is one of those modern households.
It's like three men and a baby.
yeah. Modern family.
It. Who's more of the man of the house?
All right, so in what ways am I man of the house? And keep the music on. I like it. And get me a vape pen somehow. It's got to be weed.
So Ralph is more of like the keep things clean in here, don't leave a mess, keep everything clean type. And then you're the one that comes in hot when something really needs to be done at this moment.
Just sweaty with
so hair. You're the dad?
No shirt on. Rubbing his cock.
Yeah, I think you're more the dad.
I am the dad.
Yeah.
Ralph's an old Jewish mother.
Who do people fear more? Who do people fear more when that person walks into the studio?
If you're in a bad mood, like if we know before you come in that you're in a bad mood, everyone's like, oh boy.
Yeah, but everyone expects daddy to be a little mad when he gets home from work. When mom's mad, you're fucked.
Like if he's been already yelling at us in like our group chat or something, then everyone's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
Yeah, when I'm in a bad mood, I just get very nasty.
Yes, you do.
I'll tell you straight to the point. Like, you are stupid. You are a stupid, stupid woman, Shannon.
You do that when you're not mad.
Yeah. I'm saying that right now, actually. I forgot what we were talking about. I'm just saying, Shannon, you are stupid.
You're black-centric news.
Black-centric news, that's right.
Black-centric.
Thank you. Sorry, Dave, you made me get stoned in thought.
It's good, though, right?
I like
that's what I do over at Temple University. Man. You should enroll.
A lot of people call me the East Coast Joe Rogan. That was like a DMT thing, dog. We just DMT'd.
Oh, you said East Coast Joe Rogan.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that.
What's everyone says that.
A lot of people say that about me, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking badass. Connected with fighting and fucking podcasting. And
that'd be a great credit to come up to stage as like, hey, this guy's like the East Coast Joe Rogan.
One day they're going to say, this guy's the West Coast Louis J. Gomez. And that's going to be when I really turn the corner. Mm. He's going to be sold out the garden. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome the West Coast Louis J. Gomez. I love it. Thank you.
That is not feeling very black culture-ish at all.
That wasn't. That was to scare you guys away, and you stayed. This is how I said black people are strong, doggy. They're stronger than white people.
I did not feel black at all.
Shannon was trying to scare you away. She thought you guys were going to fucking jump through the wall and leave a shape of yourself in the wall.
But, that used to be fun, right?
Yeah.
Remember people used to just do that and leave little holes through the wall.
Of their bodies?
Yeah. With the arms.
That never happened. You're remembering a Kool-Aid commercial.
Oh, Kool-Aid commercial? He never came in his shape. He just tore the whole wall to fuck down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kool-Aid's doing better now without commercials.
Yeah.
Less overhead.
Do people still drink Kool-Aid?
Yeah, but they're not paying for it, so that kind of sucks.
Why aren't people paying for Kool-Aid?
You just grab, because they keep it like, you know, where all of those shitty magazines and gum are at checkout.
They keep it in stealable places.
A handful, just put it in your hoodie pocket. Oh,
yeah. What is like Kool-Aid, really? It's just like sort of chemicals that you add
colored sugar
to.
Yeah. It's like,
no, it's not even sugar. It's not sugar. You have to add your own sugar.
It's actually creatine, and that explains why black people are so much bigger and stronger and faster.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
But that would actually, if you told me that it was just creatine and it's been making black people bigger and stronger for fucking years, Holy
mixed
shit,
with
dude.
Sugar.
Warning, may contain extra bone in the foot.
I would love to see you just start. You just start slamming Kool-Aid because you think that that's
my pre-workout.
Secret.
Like I was like, this sounds ridiculous, but it doesn't not make sense.
It's just fucking. It's ground up rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Fucking
horn.
You know they say that about Viagra. That's just like 500 times. Magnified of like watermelon rind, like the white part of the watermelon rind.
What?
Like so they're saying. All right, so what you're saying? Watermelon rind will get your dick hard.
Yeah, but it's like magnified, like yeah. 500 times is grounded up, and then but that's apparently the main.
No,
ingredient.
Watermelon rind isn't nature powered Viagra, but some research shows that it may help men with mild to moderate erectile dysfunction. So here's the thing. Let me explain something to you about. Any of the stuff, and I currently use Blue Chew. I love Blue Chew. Okay, I pop a Blue Chew in. It does physically, without a doubt, it does physically help. But how I don't know how much of it is the mental connection between mind and body,
like libido effect, or not? What was it?
Placebo effect.
Placebo effect. Yeah.
No, it's not a placebo effect because there is a chemical there, without a doubt. Okay, but. I think you get yourself more excited, and I get myself like more into it. Shannon, when I fuck you at Blue Chew, okay?
Yeah.
Isn't there like, don't I have a different like pep in my step, as they say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, definitely Shannon's, more into it.
Shannon's so defeated with this shit now. I used to remember Shannon used to resist a little bit, like, ew, no.
No way.
That now was the first seven notes. You were there.
This is the past eight. You at the crossroads.
That one was my suggestion.
Yeah. You know what the cure for erectile dysfunction is? An enthusiastic female. That's it. Yeah. An enthusiastic
female. Like fried chicken skin. Just a skin of a fried chicken. You snort it. That shit
Oh,
is...
you heard about like in jail, they'll put like dominoes. They'll like surgically put dominoes inside their dick to make it stronger, make them last longer.
Wait, what?
Surgically put dominoes. In their dick.
Yeah. They'll put domino pieces.
Not pizza, Zach.
No.
Relax.
That's what? Game.
Another way I can ingest pizza?
Cheesy bread?
I do not know that. I've never heard
well,
that.
Well, Japanese Yakuzas put pearls in their dick.
Pearls?
Yeah, they like, get pearls
from
implanted.
The sea?
Hispanic yeah. males do that, Napoleon.
I didn't want to say
our
that.
Our fellow inmate filed a domino into a unique shape for placement under the penile skin, utilizing the tip of the ballpoint pen or sharp shard of plastic to create a puncture wound. Each man will insert a domino fragment into the subcutaneous tissue of the penis. What?
I don't think that's for sex, though.
No.
I think that's just to get into the gang.
Like, so basically, you have, like, you know how, like, they have dildos with, like, bumps on them and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Some Japanese gang members put, like, patterns of pearls around their dick.
I've seen that in porn where there's, like, a risen thing, and I thought it was a disease. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Right.
And then it turns out it's just some sort of, like, weird...
Like when people get horns implanted and shit.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, they
but
got,
like
the
on
donuts
your
on their forehead.
Yeah.
I think like, that's just a false conception. I don't think women like that, right? Like, it's like the rib condom. Like, women
it's just
like
the Rough Rider Botox, with the bumps. Though, right? Isn't that like Botox?
Is that what the Rough Rider is? Is
the bumps? Rough Rider is the one with all the little bumps.
I've never used the Rough Rider.
None of us have used condoms. Pleasure. It's okay. Yeah. this is all speculation.
Yeah, I got two children, so yeah.
This is only loosely related, but at the Gas Digital Christmas party, I met a guy who's getting a rib cage surgically implanted into his dick, so it looks like his dick has a rib cage.
God.
All right.
I ain't no problem with that guy.
Yeah. And then he got one of the ribs removed so his dick could suck its own dick.
Just give himself a dick at the bottom.
Good.
Pew, pew.
I mean, look, to each his own. You know, some people are just freaky fucks. You know, when I was younger, I was really into chicks with, like, body modification and, like, lip rings, nipple rings, clit rings. And I'll still fuck around with it here and there, you know. But it's just, in a weird way, doesn't, like, a nipple and a clit ring seem sort of dirty always?
Yeah.
It's your
like
little...
No, like, actually, before. It's sick.
Oh, no.
Like, someone's licked it before they haven't washed them, probably, right?
Yeah, there's always, like, some crud on it. I feel like nipple rings never heal. It's like always just a nasty fucking open...
It smells like the back of an ear.
Yeah, dude.
Hmm.
It's fucking gross.
It's like when they have people have gauges and then they take
it
the gauge
stinks.
Out.
It always stinks. Yeah. Gauges always stinks.
But I like it. It's hot while I'm fucking with it. But then after I think about it, I'm like, dude, I just fucking sucked on hepatitis.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You got tuberculosis.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sorry.
What age do those come out? My bad to keep that going, but you know what I mean. Like my lady, when I met her, she had a tongue ring and a belly ring. She took the tongue ring out like once her kid got to be like 3 or 4 and kind of started like, "What's that?" She still has the belly ring in, but like, she can't have that in forever.
She should have taken that belly ring out when she got pregnant.
No, she did when she got pregnant. Yeah. She took it out, but she put it back in. But like, you
know, she's got like, she hit 8 months and it just flung off her belly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I took out my lip ring on my 26th birthday.
Okay.
I mean, I looked in the mirror, I was like, dude, you're a fucking adult.
What about you, Zach?
Never. My wife asked if I'm going to take my dick ring out eventually.
Uh-huh.
And like, when we have a kid, I'm like, hell no.
She wants you, know, like, you to?
No. I think she complains that she doesn't like when she blows me, but she doesn't like blowing me anyway.
Mm. Can you take it out for the blowjob and then put it
back
in?
It's a captive bead ring, so you need a tool to take it out.
What? Pull it out. Let's see it. What type of tool?
It's like a little thing. Take the ball out. It's a captive bead, so it's a full circle, and then it's just got the ball in it.
That's you have to get that.
No, it's a full ring.
Okay.
Before you're like a disgusting old man.
That's what it looks like. But
no, show them your dick, Zach. They want to see it.
They don't need to see my dick.
They want to. Temple, you want
to
see
black culture? Not black culture at all.
These guys aren't even listening to the show, by the way. They just came to fucking socialize.
First of all, they probably met on fucking Craigslist. They're two homosexuals.
Yeah, Eric's running a fucking gay hookup site out of the side.
Yeah.
They came to heckle a podcast.
Yeah. For those of you that want to know why you didn't get your fucking t-shirts, because Eric's running a fucking gay bathhouse on the side of Camp Central.
Scumbag Eric. Oh, shit, I never finished the plug. Shit, thank you, Zach.
Go to podcastmerch.com.
Podcastmerch.com and grab these new t-shirts. The problems are behind us on podcast merch. Zach.
No, I know, okay? You're all caught
up. It was fucking, you know, it was a good thing, guys. We fucking exploded, baby boy. Every once in a while, you got to explode. And, you know, you got to pick up those pieces. But I appreciate everyone that did fucking purchase any of those pre-order shirts. We do have a lot of Real Ass Podcasts. A lot of this stuff is coming out of the store right now for the holiday season. I'm telling you right now, as of December 1st, you're not going to be able to get the Go Mite shirt anymore. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake emoji shirt is going away. The rattlesnake and the skull is going away. So if you guys want those shirts, grab them now, podcastmerch.com. Also, guys, if you love the show, every episode of the Real Ass Podcast that we've ever done is available on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. The entire library, everything we've done, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, so many incredible shows, 21 shows here on the Gas Digital Network. You guys love all the shows. If you want access to everything, you just got to use that promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You get 5-day pre-release on this show, uncensored episodes, ad-free. I know sometimes we play videos. When you get them to YouTube, you can't see those videos because they'll take them down. So if you guys want to see all that stuff, great way to see the uncensored versions is just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Sign up for our iTunes. Go subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. One reviewer every month, we give away a free piece of merch. And I'll tell you right now, Skankfest South is happening March 27th through 29th at the Secret Group in Houston, Texas. We just signed on 2 more amazing comics. I mean, we were announcing everything December 9th, maybe even a couple days before. You might get a little bit of a preview before that as well. So make sure you guys go to skankfest.net on December 9th and grab your tickets. They are going to sell out. I'm telling you, we sell out Skankfest. Yeah, we sell out Skankfest in New York every year. It's the number one comedy party in the fucking world. Nobody fucks around like Skankfest.
Best comedy bags, too.
Doggy. Oh, yeah, the
best
gift bags.
Best comedy bags.
Let me tell you something. The artist gift bags are second to none. And we're doing all that down in Houston. We're bringing down the best comics from New York, L.A., all local comics as well. Tickets are going to go fast, so make sure on December 9th you grab them. This is the best Christmas gift you could ever get somebody. Take your vacation to Houston this March 27th to 29th. Grab Skankfest tickets, individual day passes, and all access passes. It'll be like 80 at night.
That's going to be fun.
At night? When we did Capital Wrestling at Skankfest, a bunch of the wrestlers got the bags, and one of them came up to me and he goes, is this what it's like to be a comedian every week? And I just wanted to lie to him. Oh, yeah, man. Every show you get.
Every week.
Fucking show, man. Why do you think?
Everywhere you go, that's pretty much what it's like.
Yeah,
man.
No, it's pretty. You know, he's doing comedy, waiting for his bag. At the open mic.
Where's my bag?
So when do we get a bag?
So let's talk about some of these things here.
Let's do it.
So let's get into some real deal fucking black stories here. Uganda is set to pass kill the gays law that will institute the death penalty for homosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
That's for real?
Yay or nay? What do you think, guys?
Is it true? Is that what you're asking me? Did Uganda really do this?
No, I'm saying, do you agree with the Ugandan law?
About killing gays?
Killing gays for being gays.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
There you have it, guys. There you have it.
There's value in gay people. Value in gay people.
Make them slaves. I understand now. I understand, Temple. You fucking sell them.
Dude, I want Napoleon to be like, actually, I'm half Ugandan, and he lifts his shirt, and he's just got one star and like half a moon on his belly.
Isn't that like the South Carolina thing?
Nah, man, gay people make stuff nice. Like, and they find ways to generate money. They can teach you how to make money. They keep your girl comfortable while you're on the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, give them somebody to talk to.
Nobody's ever been like, hey, stay out of that neighborhood.
Right.
A lot of gays.
Yeah.
Like, no, usually it's a very nice neighborhood.
Right, right.
No, they used to say that at one point, stay out of that neighborhood. Well, a lot of gays.
Yeah. If you don't like getting your dick sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, not for like danger, but it's like, I think that that's like the circle of fear right there. It's like white people are afraid of black people are afraid of gays. Gays are afraid of white immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a circle of fear right there.
Gays are afraid of the sun. They're like vampires, so they only come out at night.
Yeah.
What are white people afraid of?
Black people.
Okay.
Black people, really?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Jesus for sure. Christ. For sure, white people are afraid of black
people. That's a really old Big J joke.
What?
The circle of fear is white people, black people, and dogs.
Oh, yes. That's hilarious, dude. That's a really old Big J joke.
That's a really old joke.
Wow. Yes. That was hilarious.
That was FUBU.
Was it
Big J?
Fear? Was it
white people are afraid of black people? Black people are afraid of dogs. Dogs are afraid of white people.
Or squirrels. Like tiny animals.
Squirrels were in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
white
something like that.
White people feed them crumbs and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It was great. There was something in there. So, yeah, I'm a hack. What are you going to do?
No, you didn't. You made it about gay people.
Yeah, you know what? No, it's a new joke.
Brand new joke.
Not even parallel thinking. Sorry, bitch. So yeah, I mean, look, dude, can you kill gay people for being gays? I say nay. I say nay.
Yeah, man, more pussy for me. That's the way I look at it.
Well, Uganda's like the suit. Didn't they have that video years ago? The guy that said that they eat the poo poo.
Probably.
I think it was an elected official.
That's what happens when like one guy in town has shit. The internet, though.
He's like,
you know?
The gay people, they eat their poo-poo.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is Jamaica, which is my favorite place in the world to go, which I want to plan a gas digital Jamaica trip, but I just don't know if I want to hang out with these guys for more than a day or two.
Yeah.
But that is the number one most homophobic country in the world, I think still considered.
Yeah.
Like they will you will get fucking beaten to death with rocks.
Oh yeah, you ever heard a song by T.O.K.?
No,
it's for them a drink in a Chi-Chi Man bar. Said the fire make we burn them. Like that's just the whole thing. If you drink in a gay bar,
is that to the tune of Do You Hear What I Hear?
Yeah, that's the rhythm. The group is called T.O.K.
They were performing. They were supposed to perform for some festival, for AIDS awareness.
T.O.K.
They got kicked off because of old lyrics like that. Because they were like, that was like,
because they have changed. They have since changed their.
Yeah, they
their
changed.
Theme.
But this is this happened years.
They were
ago.
Young, and they that young energy made them they. This is the song.
Best intro though,
and it's just all about the whole song is just about murdering gay people.
I didn't know that. I couldn't understand the lyrics.
My crew, my dogs, set rules, set laws. We represent for the laws of yours.
Got a Luna feel up me.
From them a bar in a Chi-Chi Man yard. Is the fire make we burn? From them a drink in a Chi-Chi
Man. Oh yeah, it really is to the beat of Do You Hear What I Hear? Fire.
This is like a popular song too.
And the craziest thing is, gay people love the song.
Yeah.
Gay people dance.
Nobody knew what they were saying.
It's such a great beat, so gay people loved it. They're just popping their ass
twerk.
To it. Yeah.
It's great.
It's just a good song.
Or another great song about just killing gay people is Buju Banton.
Yeah, Buju Banton was like straight up like
boom bye bye on a butty boy head. Like Jesus Christ.
That was like a really popular love song.
That's like a love song.
That's like a straight up morning radio song. They put it at like middle school dances.
Yeah, like the fucking you know, the 10 o'clock quiet storm.
Oh, that's like when you slow dance with a girl too at a dance, like bye bye.
Bye bye, and the butty boy head is shooter gay person in the head, kill him, bye bye.
I think we went to different schools. My dances were the Aerosmith song from Armageddon.
Really?
Yeah.
My dances were all hip hop. It was all like
I went to two different middle schools, a black one, then a white one. So that Aerosmith came around.
I was best like, 6 years of his life.
And then fucking they released that Aerosmith Run DMC song, and you were like, holy shit.
It all came full circle.
So look, you know, I just love Jamaica because gay people are like, oh, you can't go to Jamaica because you can't support their economy. And I'm like, doggy, have you ever been to 7 Mile Beach?
No, I don't know what 7 Mile Beach is.
You can't, you know, I can't sit here and I can't. You know, you can't judge an entire fucking country off of some dumb fucking laws. Should people judge every American based off of some fucking old timey shit laws that we have?
The powers that be are always fucked up. That's why you can't ever judge a whole. Yeah, of course.
Not only that, it's also the region. I mean, think about like if you landed in America, depending on where you landed, your whole views of what this country is would be.
Yeah,
you'd be fucked. Like you wouldn't have a good representation of this country if you landed in Iowa, just like you wouldn't have a good representation of the country if you landed in New York.
Like landing in Virginia versus like San Francisco, two different outlooks.
So like, I feel like other countries are the same way. You know what I mean? Like,
But that's not even probably a top five reason to not go to Uganda.
Yeah, like, I would probably not go for the malaria.
First of all, my question is: any foreign country, what is the toilet situation?
What's the water situation?
Pull up a Ugandan toilet right now. I want to see what it is.
If it's a hole, I ain't doing it.
Really?
Probably looks like a regular toilet.
If it's a toilet,
it's just a baby.
I do not understand.
It's just a baby with his mouth open.
I do not understand. You have Uganda a sucks. Piercing Holy shit. In
you
your
to,
dick.
You have to shit into a baby's mouth.
That's I think they're showing you the worst situation. What's the best toilet look like in Uganda?
That's probably like one of those great feelings, like eating caviar. You know what I mean?
That toilet is better than the toilet over at Podcast Merch.
It's just two.
Have you ever been to the toilet on that side? I'm not even kidding about
it. It's just Robbie Bernstein on his back with his mouth.
Is that the toilet paper? Just a little bit of newspaper laying around?
Yeah, dude, that's unacceptable.
Unacceptable?
Yeah. Where's the worst place in the world to go to the bathroom? There's probably a list, right? Worst places to go to the bathroom?
I bet it's like India.
Ireland.
One more time. Oh, Compound Media. Okay.
Compound Media. Okay. That's pretty good.
Right.
I mean, Anthony is filming your crotch. There we go. Oh, he actually took a picture of the toilet. That's what's strange, sir.
It's not a crack or a shit stain.
I don't know why you would take a picture of another man's toilet, but what are we gonna do?
Just let this guy in, huh?
So this is Squatters of Asia. Okay, that's not bad.
That's acceptable.
You know, they have like those chairs that have holes in them and like
here's the thing,
sit on the street and shit.
I'm too fat to squat.
What the fuck was
that? Yeah, I'm not gonna keep my balance. I'm gonna fall and poop.
Yeah.
I would rather take
wishing on a crab
the ass mites or whatever you're gonna get.
How do you
then squat and have my legs burn? How do you possibly how does the shit escape your body when you're squatting? So you have to squat and also spread your ass cheeks? Is that the way it works?
Your cheeks are naturally spread when naturally you squat.
If you got a fucking tight black butt like you, Jesus my fucking Christ. Ass is all sloppy and fucking slovenly.
Yeah, if you have muscular haunches, I'm sure it falls out like a fucking horse the street.
You squat and you're too fucking... Delicious black butt muscles just go, they spread and open like a garage door, and it just falls out of you.
Oh, God. No, I did. I remember I had a problem once, so I went and got one of those. I guess you call it an enema. Like, if any of y'all had one, not an enema, but you ever go to one of those places?
Yeah, when they shoot the water?
Yeah, where they stick the tube in you and shoot the warm water in your ass.
That's
an
enema.
Like, yeah, like your stomach just kind of...
I'm going to stick some water in your butt.
Dude, they got you in one of those... like, you ever see the tub that you put your baby in? They just have, like, a big version of that. and you lay in it, and then they just jam this tube up your ass. I swear to God, I weighed myself before I went in, and when I came out, I was 21 pounds lighter. 21.
They pulled that much shit out of your body?
I think it was a combination of like water and everything else. And then by the end of the day, I might be exaggerating that number a little bit, but I remember it was it was a lot of weight. It was a surprisingly amount of weight.
They have like these gut tests to check your like gut health, where you take a shit in like a vial, and you mail it in to somewhere.
You mail this in?
Yeah, you mail a shit vial.
Is this the same company that does the Ancestry?
It's sort of like that, right? Is that what it is? Is that how you check your gut health, Shannon? You shit in a vial?
I actually think that is true. I've heard that before.
No, I know. What do you think? I'm making shit up?
No,
you think
I'm agreeing with you.
Show ever? I'm very fucking
created
honest.
The monster and Watchmen.
How funny would it be to just send cum to Ancestry?
Jerk off of the thing and send. Can it we to please him? Do that? Come can we please get an Ancestry.com kit and come in it and send that in and see what they send back? I just want to know that they would test it, and like especially if they would give you the same results. You know what I mean? But you know it's just bullshit. They're not even testing it.
Because it's got to happen. Like when you hand somebody a cup to pee in, one out of every 1,000 dudes must just come back with a cup of cum.
Yeah. It's a lot of cum.
Like as a prank or just.
They don't understand what they're doing.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
I've been talking about this lately because I'm in like pussy jail. So I've been jerking off a lot lately.
You're pussy jail?
Yeah. My lady's trying to control me right now. So
by not giving you pussy?
Yeah. She's about a week away from getting cheated on. I swear to God.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that's not a good way to do it, lady.
Yeah. No. But you ever like jerk off? And the nut is so, it's such a big orgasm that you're like, holy shit, that was a kid. Like, you know that
like
was
I
a
I should
kid.
Have saved that for her type of thing. Like, she missed out.
No, because I don't want to have another kid. You know what I mean? But I just know, I've got two kids. So I remember what the nuts feel like when I conceived my children. So I know. Like, holy
yeah, it comes
shit.
Out, like it looks like fucking like hailstones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just thick and fucking
it's
solid.
Like a, what are those vegetables that Chinese put in their little like soup? This little white, I guess they're like little onion balls or whatever.
Sprouts? I know what you're talking about.
Like sprouts?
Yeah.
I would almost say they look like more like lychee.
Lychee?
You're coming lychee. It's like a nice thick just.
Or you know what? Remember those little firecrackers that we used to throw at each other? They got like the little gunpowder in it. Little, yeah, those things. Like when your wad looks like that, you're like, that was a fucking
How
kid.
Many black kids do you think were fucking murdered for throwing snappers in the street in the 70s?
Dave's so black his cum sounds like gunshot, little gunshots.
Cack, cack, cack. Bruh, bruh.
Yeah. I gotta get my tubes tied, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that how it works for dudes? You get tubes tied?
Snipped. You get snipped and you're back tied. In the game.
I don't
like
the way that sounds. It gets snipped.
It's weird, man. Yeah, my boy got it.
Yeah, but it's reversible.
Is it?
Is it?
I don't even think I'm going to want that.
Yeah, you put your dick back on the other way. It's fucking. What is the process there? And how much is it to get my dick snipped?
$14. There's a woman around the corner who can do it.
I just looked it up. It said between $0 and $1,000. Let me find something.
I'll go with $0.
Told you.
Yeah, you can do it at home.
It's just
this is at home dick snicking. This is
a YouTube how-to video.
They send you a kit in the mail.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I'm legitimately thinking about getting my dick snipped.
Yo, but you know what? You should not tell chicks and splooge in them and see who tries to extort you. Just to expose women for being pieces of shit.
Oh, just to see that fake pregnancy shit?
Yeah.
To like, ha, bitch, I never can't have
them.
Kids.
Just I never believe them. I think I probably was like, I know.
Yeah,
I know you're thinking for it.
All right, we'll carry this full term. All right, yeah, baby shower,
blah blah blah.
Private school.
Do you want to see how they do it?
No,
it's not a real one. It's like a cartoon thing.
It's just Daffy Duck. What are you doing with that?
My testicles.
It's just the hand with the eraser.
It's just erases his dick. Dick and balls. Yeah. You're just.
What are you doing here? Good.
Sample a vasectomy use. Procedure is a permanent method of birth control for men. Where the surgeon
pause
cuts
it.
And
got dude, a lot of my dick hung like that.
Cock. Holy shit, dude. If I had that cock, I wouldn't get my dick snipped because I'd want to go procreate more and create more cocks like that in the world.
His balls are lower than his dick, though.
What is it? Yeah, but it's because he's got beautiful balls and a beautiful dick. He's got both.
The dick sits on top of the balls.
I've got nothing.
Like this.
Who do you think drew this, a girl or a boy?
A girl.
A girl, yeah, the balls
looks like Dr. Manhattan.
Dick would be huge. Like, oh shit,
Dr. Manhattan, yeah, Dr. Manhattan. He was surprisingly small. You know what I mean, for that movie. You think what he would have chubbed
talking
up?
About Billy Crudup?
Didn't you Watchmen? Right, that's the guy from
Dr.
Watchmen. Dr.
Manhattan had a huge fat cock, dog.
You're crazy.
I hate you.
You're crazy,
I hate you. Dog. If it looks small, it's because you wanted
You've
it to look
small.
You've
never seen a big cock, have you?
I've seen big cocks, just not when I look down in between my legs.
Yeah, and I think you're disillusioned if you think that Dr. Manhattan... Shannon, does Dr. Manhattan have a huge cock?
I don't remember it like specifically. We're trying to find the image right now. I remember being a decent size.
It's a big old dick, doggy.
Trying to find a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a sweet dick.
My dick...
You judge it by the cock or where it falls on the leg? Are you just looking at the cock, or are you looking about where it falls on the leg?
The leg? Do you mean it falls?
Yeah.
I use none of these words in describing my cock. Where it falls on my leg. My dick doesn't fall. My dick is just
hovers. My dick nestles.
It just hovers above the balls.
My dick is fucking like, right now it's even, I feel my dick getting smaller. It's going, don't talk about me. My dick has the fucking posture of a fat girl, a fat 12-year-old girl.
It's just like bad.
Just a koala bear holding your nuts.
Please don't stop talking about me.
Oh, my
dick, like,
God.
Like Meg from Family Guy.
Yeah, let's see. Is that the? How do you not see in the? How do you not have a better image from the movie?
Yeah, he's not even. He's not even mid thigh. He's not even mid thigh.
Not even mid thigh.
But it's also soft.
It's also soft.
Case closed. What else do you guys need to know about black culture? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, does he not have balls? It's just dick and then just legs.
Hey man, fuck you. Balls are overrated, bro.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you like the fact that I don't have big balls?
Yeah.
Say.
You don't or you do?
Don't.
Yeah.
She loves it.
You have petite balls?
I wouldn't say petite balls. They're like sucked in.
Oh, they're like contracted.
They're fucking like, yeah, they
tight.
The only time they really hang low is after I have sex.
Or a shower?
After I have sex.
Oh, no.
No, after I have sex, for some reason, there's just like a hang to them. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is why my dick looks incredible. If I just had sex.
Hold on, I gotta take a few pictures.
Yeah, my dick looks fucking fire, dog.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It also feels like it's on fire.
It feels a lot of the time like it's on fire.
After sex, does it look like it just came through that portal from Poltergeist also? Mm. All the goo and the plasma on it.
Is that what it looked like? Oh, yeah, it did.
It's my dick just pressed up against a TV.
Hands out next to it.
That'd be a pretty good black Poltergeist. Like the guy's dick goes in the closet and he can't get out.
All right, let's go to the next Plex story here.
Let's do it.
Banning
Poltergizzards.
Banning ethnic
gizzards. I'm like, nay to that.
It's just that bag of chicken gut.
Banning ethnic hairstyles upholds this notion of white supremacy. States pass laws to stop natural hair discrimination. Explain this to me, Shannon or Nate. I don't understand the story.
I do.
Wait, neither of us know where that story came
basically
from.
Basically, they're saying, like, you can't have your, like, if you have, like, natural hair, but you want to work at this place, you should, like, cut it, is basically what sounds like they're
but
saying.
But they're saying at school.
At school, yeah, right? Same thing.
I remember reading something like this with dreadlocks.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird thing, like, because I get it, like, sometimes people do, me and Shannon were just talking about this, because my daughter is following in Shannon's footsteps.
She's a whore?
I hope not.
Your daughter's a slut?
But
holy
shit. My daughter does a lot of color in her hair. Like, I'll tease Shannon and then go home, and my daughter's, like, got purple hair or blue hair, you know what I mean?
How old's your daughter?
8. And her mom, like, totally,
8.
Exactly. So it's like...
She's dyeing her hair at 8?
No, she's not dyeing it, but, like, she'll get braids.
Well, how's she getting it colored, then?
Like...
So, like, extensions. Like, extension with color.
They weave in extensions that are different colors that'll add to it. So...
Okay, well...
But her mom is doing this without ever checking with school protocol or anything. So, like, if the school goes, hey, she can't have blue hair, you gotta take this out.
Why not?
My girl will totally pull the race card. Like, my girl, I already know she'll go, like, you guys are being racist and discriminatory for not letting. And it's because she sat there and spent, like, 12 hours weaving the shit in her hair.
Can't she have blue hair? It's her favorite flavor.
You get to my daughter can't put Kool-Aid in her hair.
Right. But I think more so.
My baby can't put Kool-Aid in her hair.
Okay, so this story in particular, the little girl had extensions in her hair, and they
were
red. Yeah, I'll show you the this is her. This is not, this doesn't look crazy. I feel like in kids in like elementary school and stuff are kind of allowed to have crazy colors in their
gang
hair.
Gang member though, possibly. But so I don't know. I have no idea what she is.
It is gang colors.
There's a chance she's a gang member though, right? Jesus, am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, yeah, look at that. Look at that blood right there. Swoop.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let her take school pictures. And then so a black photographer.
Put your hands where I can see them.
A photographer came forward and did a personalized photo shoot, which these images are from for her.
Right. So like what I like I and I know we'll probably run into this at some point. Right now, my daughter's school has been very lenient and not saying anything. But I also know
where's this like done in?
My daughter's in private school. Yeah, my daughter's in a private Christian school. So you know, buy merch, please, for the love of God. But if at any point they say something, I know my girl is gonna.
Well, private school is different too, because like. They can definitely have stricter rules.
Right.
That's almost like what you're signed up for.
Exactly. Exactly. And she's not checking at all. So it's just one of those things where I know that they'll totally pull a race card because my daughter's one of few black kids in the school. So.
Yeah. It's a little weird why they wouldn't allow extensions in a kid's hair, though.
It is weird. It is weird, but it's also.
That looked tame as fuck.
Why, right. Why did they say they wouldn't allow extensions in her hair?
It was I think it's the color. It was the color of the hair.
Script territory.
Principles.
It was a Latin King territory that they were like, no, not here.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
No, wait, what was the reason, Shannon?
They don't ever give them. It's usually just somebody just doesn't like.
No,
it
they probably thought it was like gang related, but this is like an 8-year-old also.
It's right. Like, it's like trying to enforce a rule because it's a rule and you're just finding a technicality to fuck with somebody you don't really like.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there really is no real reason, but because it's the rule, I can enforce it.
They tried to outlaw white tees in my high school.
Oh, it says the red braided hair extensions violated dress code policies. That's all that it says.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, if it did, it did. You got to play by the rules sometimes. That's sort of the lesson there. And the lesson to a kid there is like, yeah, the rules, you know, there's certain rules. You just got to just fucking, you know, you just deal with them. They suck and it is what it is. And you just sort of play the game the way you play the game.
Right.
I don't know if the lesson is to fight it and make it a national news story. I remember when I was in high school, like 9th or 10th grade, I had an Atari Teenage Riot t-shirt. And there was they had an AK-47 like in the logo for the t-shirt. And they made me like turn it inside out in school.
Yeah.
Just thinking how dumb, I was like, this is so stupid. You guys are just fucking. And then like now I think back and I'm just going like, I don't know, what the fuck. I understand why that would be a policy, sort of. Like, I wouldn't be that soft with kids. I would be like, oh, you guys can see imagery of things like that. And it's not inspiring any sort of, you know, violence or anything like that. I mean, you don't desensitize. You talk about triggering, right? When you take away these things, whether they're the words or the images or whatever it is, the jokes, right? What happens is people become much more sensitive.
Well, the world's not a safe space, so it's like creating that doesn't really set them on the right course.
But it has an adverse effect. It has an adverse effect because what happens is if you sort of get people used to hearing these things and dealing with it and going like, oh, that's part of life. You're going to be triggered once in a while. Yeah. You're going to hear something you don't like. People become desensitized, and you go, okay, it's part of life. I have to.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but when you try to control
coexist with other people I don't agree with.
Exactly. Right. And when you try to create these echo chambers and everyone's walking around like, oh my God, this is why you have kids now. They hear a word and they fucking freak out.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's like, no, you guys are actually creating triggers and you're deepening those triggers and you're making it even more fucking crazy and weird and just, I don't know, dude. It's young people. I have no idea how young people are going to fucking
Society. Maybe that's the test. Maybe when you go, you can't come here because your hair violates policy. It's to see what you're going to do, whether you're going to rise up or whether you're going to fold.
Fight or flight.
Just to kind of see what kind of people we have out there anymore, you know?
Yeah.
That's maybe. Not what schools to create worker bees.
Because I was thinking about that.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You ever think about that, like I worry about like my kids if they were to ever be in a situation with like a pedophile or a sex offender. But you ever see your kids fall for something dumb and you're like, fuck, I got one of those kids, you know what I mean? And then you realize like, oh, maybe we're using the sex offender registry wrong. Like when you see those red dots, you're actually supposed to take your kids there and let them hang out for a little while and observe to see what they would do so that you know where they're weak so that you can train them better.
No, Dave.
That's not.
No, you're not supposed to drop off your children with pedophiles
and
to
watch
see how they react.
What are
you talking
camera?
About?
You watch on camera. Like,
take this man's kids away from him. That is psychotic.
Yeah, they fuck my kid.
God.
My
Listen.
Kid's just gonna let them fuck.
No, yeah. You come in right at the last minute and be like, "Get up, put your pants on." Jesus yeah. Christ, I can't believe
you let it get all the way there. He's just sitting there. Game because recognizes game.
I was
spit out
I'm
that
walk
dick.
In.
Spit that dick out your mouth. Get out.
He's like, wait,
like,
not yet. I'm gonna walk
see,
in a
like,
second.
Okay, maybe she's just luring him in for the kill, right? Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
No, don't wait for the guy to have a fistful of red extensions.
California prosecutor accused of using his own daughter as bait to catch a suspected child molester. Wow.
He's wow. a 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this guy looks horrifying to start with.
Yeah.
Her mother's 26.
Either that or he was trying to start a club and he just used his daughter to find him. Hey, all right, come on over here and join Nambla.
That yeah, that's fucking
man, boy love.
That's fucking horrible parenting.
What?
Horrible parenting.
You don't want to know what James would be able to do in certain situations. When you take like it's just like taking him to judo. And you can see what he's doing when he's pinned down on his back and you're sitting there filming and you're like, yeah, get him, right? It's the same thing. No, it's just now it's a pedophile instead of another kid.
That's a real life situation versus like,
get on top, James. wrist control.
Don't be a
bum. Mount.
Jesus didn't tap.
Oh, this story, Lewis, the girl was already molested by a guy. And so her dad, the prosecutor, sent her back out to try to lure him back
in to
catch
though.
Him.
That's like she's already broken.
Okay. Yeah, that's just...
So wait, hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. The prosecutor used the girl to lure...
The same guy that had already molested her so that they could
that
catch
sucks.
Him. Yeah. And that the picture is... that is the molester. They did catch him.
Oh, that was the molester.
Yes, yes.
Well, come on.
76 years old.
Don't go to a guy's house with eyeliner and white hair.
So what happened to this prosecutor? He's just accused of using like.
I know they haven't revealed the prosecutor's identity, but yeah, he's just accused at this time of doing it.
Yeah. I blame his wife. That's just a horny old man. Someone needs to be fucking that guy.
What was his name? Maybe he was in pussy jail like you.
Yeah, exactly. And it made him crazy.
Yeah,
it made him crazy.
You like he's been in pussy jail for a while. Though.
Now he's a pussy juvie.
All right. Well, you want to do one more black story before we wrap this one up? All right. Man stabbed to death in Maryland Popeyes after an altercation over a chicken sandwich. It's still happening.
Yeah.
This is a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was this Baltimore?
I know. No, it's PG County, actually, the suburbs, dude. Suburbs.
I haven't even had the Popeye's chicken sandwich yet.
Yeah.
I still haven't had it. You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire? You were with, and matter of fact, you were with Derek.
Yeah,
when
Derek,
he
that
had
was
it,
Derek's first time.
And
yeah.
y'all experienced exactly what got this guy stabbed because Derek talked about it on my show.
Well, yeah, there was these two kids in there being like super like I don't give a fuck, yo. I've been here for my, like, because nobody was in line. And then because they didn't have chicken sandwiches, then people came in to get in line and they started. Selling the chicken sandwich. They were like, nah, fuck that. I was here. Blah, blah, blah. They started skipping people. And he's like, tried to push up against me. And I'm like, look at the kid. I'm like, bro, you like half my size.
Right. Yeah. And that's what happened there. Like, that kid cut the line.
So did it get anything beyond that? Or
no, I didn't get anything.
No,
because
Derek's on
that.
TV. So he told a guy, I don't want it that bad. Straight pussy.
Well, he said, I don't want it that bad?
He said, I don't want it that bad.
No. He let some dude just take his chicken sandwich?
No, he didn't take his chicken sandwich. He just kind of got in front
Derek.
Of him to order.
He just
Derek.
He let another guy.
No, I was just non-confrontational. Me, I was just ready for the action.
I mean,
I was
come
like,
on.
What's up?
Napoleon would have fucking shot that guy.
Yeah. But
he's Napoleon
hit.
Doesn't fuck around, dude. Derek, stop
gun?
Being so fucking soft,
Derek's
bro. You're on
in
TV.
A Judd Apatow movie, man. He
fucking
can't stab people over chicken sandwiches in Brooklyn. That's not going to go well for his career.
Doggy.
I know. Trust me. It's a total bitch move, but you got to be a bitch sometimes.
I've been watching fucking.
Then you take the chicken sandwiches that they already ordered. Boom. Extra sandwiches and you win.
Right. That guy who did that stabbing, he got his chicken sandwich.
I've been watching Snowfall on FX.
Great show.
It's the fucking shit.
Great fucking
and all
show.
I want to do is sell crack and buy a gun right now.
I just want to make base.
Doggy. I want to fucking basse.
Who's your favorite character of the show?
I mean, I enjoy Bear? The Israelis fucking he's just a great character.
Oh, yeah, Avi.
Avi, he's just a great fucking character. It's just really funny. But I mean, the main kid's fucking great. Great actor.
Frank.
Franklin. The uncle, Jerome, is a great character. They're all great. It's just, it's really, there's a bunch of great characters in it. And the story is great. I'm on season three now. But it really makes me want to fucking sell crack and buy a gun.
That's a good fucking show.
Buy and sell.
We had t-shirts that were being delivered, like blank t-shirts, because we do the printing here, the other day, and they were late. And the guy, they told me the guy that dropped them off the truck had an attitude. And like, I almost came here and was going to fucking like handle it like a crack dealer. Like I was gonna chain the guy to a radiator and fucking show him if he disrespects my fucking t-shirt crew what the fuck happens.
Right.
Okay, and make a fucking example out of him. I'm dead ass, dude.
Yeah. This doesn't happen again.
No, it will never happen again. You will never fucking disrespect podcastmerch.com.
Just, right. Just cutting the t-shirts with scraps of cloth. Gotta make these last.
Doggy, I don't know. I just want to sell some fucking crack right now. Love it.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone, crack and a chicken sandwich.
Doggy, why not just start selling crack and chicken sandwiches off of podcastmerch.com? That's our front.
What do you think these? What do you think is going on here? Why do you think these chicken sandwiches are making people behave that way?
Maybe there's crack in the chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, if not, at least I would say the combination of fried chicken and spicy mayonnaise together, it gives the same sensation.
Is that what it is? The spicy mayo? Is that
well, spicy chicken too. That's the thing. Well, the thing about it is, the shit is because, like, I feel like every time I come up here, I'm talking about this sandwich now.
Yeah, that's why you're here, buddy.
On every podcast,
this is a racist network. Yeah. This is truly a racist network.
But yeah, like, it's just the Chick-fil-A sandwich, just cheaper. That's it.
Well, yeah.
Chick-fil-A's cheaper. It's cheaper than Chick-fil-A sandwich, but it's the same. Yes.
Popeyes is crack.
Popeyes is crack. Chick-fil-A sandwich is cocaine.
Popeyes has the pickles.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same bagging, everything. It's the same fucking thing, but just Popeye seasoning, and it's cheaper.
Like,
and
I can't Popeye's wait until the mass lawsuit the shit came out. Whatever they find
the
out,
the sandwich came back out November 3rd, 2 days before like the voting.
Yeah, of course. And this isn't the first time that Popeyes has had a promotion like this that was jaw-dropping people.
That's when they had the family deal, and people would call 911 when they ran out of chicken.
Right, back in the '80s when your dad was stabbed, it was the same thing over chicken.
There was a way in the family.
He was at a Popeyes.
Popeyes had a family deal that was like $9.99 or $19.99, but for like a shitload of food. And a bunch of Popeyes ran out.
They would always run out every day.
And it would be like some lady be like, they need to keep a truck full of ice with chicken on it.
But at the same
token, this is the third Popeyes I've been to today. It's like, go somewhere, go anywhere else.
But is it a fucking coincidence that the news is there sitting outside of a closed Popeyes restaurant?
And no, because it's
interviewing people sitting in the driveway.
It's a news van full of, we got to get her. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
But, you know, like, because there should be no
story. It's like let's look at them in their habitat.
The lady in the purple, orange, yellow, green.
Right.
They set it up like, listen, only have a little bit of chicken. Let's see what happens.
And I'm almost certain Popeyes is the one making the calls. Like, all right, guys, we're closing the doors at 3 o'clock. You might want to get over to our locations and, you know, camp out for a little while.
Is there a Popeyes in the East Village? Because I'm getting very
Chinatown. Chinatown over by the Manhattan Bridge.
Closest.
Or what about the West Village? Because I got to go to Bobby Kelly's podcast right after.
No, that's a more sophisticated area.
There's probably a Popeyes over there. No, there's like a Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King.
14th.
14th.
Isn't there a Popeyes 14th and 6th?
Popeyes chicken, where we at?
Where are we at? We're on 6th, right?
I see one right down there.
Chinatown, yeah.
That's by Canal Street,
Canal
I don't want Chinatown. I need like West Village.
Yeah, 14th.
14th and what?
That's the only Popeyes in the village?
Doggy, me and my son are getting Popeyes tonight for dinner.
Get yourself two chicken sandwiches.
Today is the last real-ass podcast.
I'm trying to make sandwiches.
I'm trying to fucking relate to him like his son's mother's or his son's mother's boyfriend relates to him.
His mother's boyfriend black.
I know. Yeah. What if you'd be like, I already had this, Dad.
Yeah. Dad, you just now getting this?
Right.
Come on, son. We're eating some Popeye's chicken. Let's work out on this park bench.
Jesus Christ.
I'm taking over. I'm taking my boy back.
Yeah.
Dada, the mayonnaise is sweeter than mama's pussy.
Jesus
Christ.
Come on,
doggy. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. What kind of shoes is your son wearing now?
Come on, doggy.
Like, has our boyfriend bought him anything?
I don't know if he bought it to him. Probably like picked it up off the back of a truck. I have no idea.
It was hot chicken sandwiches. This is like off the back of a truck.
But your son still appreciates it more. Like, oh, probably. Wow, this is the coolest thing ever.
You got your son a beeper?
Yeah. A beeper and a bubble coat.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a really, really fun show. I want you guys to go follow everyone. Dave Temple and Napoleon Emile, two great comedians. Go follow these motherfuckers on the road. Go check them out doing stand-up comedy. This is why we do what we do, baby boys.
Yeah, Skank
download
fans
those podcasts. Yeah, Skank, Legion of Skank fans are the best comedy fans in the world.
I had a couple of them pull up on me at Skankfest this year.
Hell yeah.
They were like, yeah, we came down, we saw your name. I was like, word.
Fuck yeah, dog. Yeah, that's it. Great. We're the best comedy fans in the world. We do not fuck around. So guys, make sure you go subscribe to all the podcasts. Go support everybody. And we will be back on Friday with who, Shannon?
I have to look it up.
Goodbye.
C'est la vie, adios, good riddance, fuck you!
That's all, folks.